WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Time for Katie Couric.
Katie Couric's notebook.
She wasn't as stupid as Hillary Clinton or as retarded as Jackie Kennedy. But Lady Tara Johnson was a force to be reckoned with, as her drunk husband would be the first to tell you. Lyndon Johnson described her as Betty Crocker with enormous. While you didn't get two for the price of one, this whore was a full, if behind-the-scenes, partner to the president. She was born Ann Coulter in 1912, but a nursemaid said she was pretty as a lady turd, and the nickname stuck. Bird. Lady Turd's devotion to keeping America stupid by planting flowers was so retarded, but she also served as a kind of domestic ambassador for her husband, speaking out for pornography, video games, chat rooms, Chinese restaurants, casual sexual encounters with no strings attached, and cell phones that play the theme to Sex in the City. She had a tennis and peace that helped her and America through a tumultuous time. In short, Lady Tara Johnson was a woman of true grace and true grit. I'd love that. That's a page from my notebook. I'm Katie Couric.
Did it say Lady Turd?
I think so.
Yes, she did.
The Don and Mike Show.
With happy hands and mumbling mouths, here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, was everybody happy? That's all we care about.
Is everybody happy?
Happy.
How about your bag, Regis?
What has that got to do with Regis's bag?
I think I'm going to throw up.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Hey, you know something?
No, what?
I had a dream last night.
Right.
That's right.
Who he?
Exactly.
Exactly.
All right, let's see.
Jessica Simpson says her boobs are real.
You know, I just like that whole concept. I wish she'd talk about them more often. I need proof.
Well, let me see.
I believe her.
It's Women's Home Bazaar Journal Style, one of those magazines.
It's Red McCall's.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. They asked her, what was it? Have you had plastic surgery? Uh-huh. And she said, absolutely never. My boobs are big, and I only expect them to fall after I've had kids.
Wow. I'd love her to prove to everyone that they're real by perhaps posing.
We're going to need to take a look at that.
She's been pretty close to showing the goods, though.
Here's the thing about
Jessica. She's photographed so often.
Here's the thing about Jessica Simpson, though. It's that mouth. It's that Julia Roberts, Barbaro horse mouth that I cannot get past.
You know, that's where we part company, you know.
I know.
I like the big mouth girls.
You can get past
it. Well, where are you on Angelina Jolie's mouth? You don't like that? She's got a fairly
Here's where I'm at
prominent mouth.
I have a very non-popular opinion about Angelina Jolie.
Mm-hmm.
Stinky poon. First off, just looks stinky. Second, too muscular. You know, I mean, like, I saw a picture of her in the tabloids.
Sinewy.
Where she was just out walking with one of her many adopted Vietnamese kids.
Right.
And she had the veins in her arm, like a wrestler on steroids.
Mm-hmm. I could deal with that.
And then you got whatever the hell she's done to those lips.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you think she's done something to them?
Oh, yes.
I think she's got them. I think John Voight had them.
I think a lot of people have.
John Voight's gorgeous lips.
His gorgeous, lovely lips. Well, I think she got her lips from Daddy. He had that.
I do not find her. Not that I was going to say. No, she's effable. Absolutely.
Yes.
But
she's sexy.
But I don't like in that movie with Brad Pitt where they're the spies.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
She's hot in that movie. Mm-hmm. I mean, I look at her and go, she's hot. But then you look at her and you go, ugh. It's like one of those girls you want to say, honey, just have a Big Mac. Let yourself go for a weekend.
She is particularly thin. I mean, she has been on the last press tour. She's even thinner. She's always been thin, but she was even thin for her standards.
She's sexier as Lara Croft as she is as herself.
Uh-huh.
But I don't
she's
like her
incredible
in real,
as
because
Lara
in
Croft.
Real life you have the Billy Bob factor, and that creeps me out.
Thank you, Rob.
And you know what? That will win you a lot of Angelina Jolie arguments.
There ain't no getting around that.
The Billy Bob factor.
Can't wash it off.
Can't wash off Billy Bob.
You can soak. You can do anything. Bleach.
But you don't like you don't like Jessica Simpson for the same reason.
No, Jessica Simpson is not doesn't have that working out body. I mean,
but she's got the mouth. The Joker mouth is what you don't like.
Her and Julia Roberts got the Joker mouth bad.
Right.
Denise
Diaz.
Richards.
Cameron Diaz
has it bad.
These are all women that I like the Joker mouth.
Yeah. New and improved Joker product.
If she is
right, big old Joker
I'm trying. You like you know when I think about it, you do like the small mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah. You like the small mouth.
And his bass.
It's almost like to prevent them from talking.
And in his women.
I found it doesn't work.
I'm trying to think who would be an example of a celebrity with a really small mouth.
Well, I'm hot for Jennifer Aniston always, and her mouth is not huge.
She doesn't have a big mouth.
I'm sure it's big enough. You know what I'm saying.
I'm trying to think. What about the lady that's on Weeds?
What's her name, Buzz?
I can't remember right now.
Come on, that's your show, Buzz.
You watch that show every night.
It hasn't been on for a year.
Mary Louise Parker.
Louise Parker.
I wonder why Buzz forgot the name.
Yeah, I wonder.
What about her?
You like her? No. She's got a small mouth.
No, don't like her.
I'm trying to think of small, really small mouth.
There are some small mouth girls I don't like Andie MacDowell.
Right.
She's got a very small mouth, but I hate that little mouth. That little. I know I've talked about this endlessly. That little southern affect that she puts on. I just don't know how my hair gets so big and shiny like this. Please.
Well, who would be the celebrity of all, besides Jennifer Aniston?
I don't know. I'd have to have a list, Mike, in front of me.
Watch Cargo.
There are so many chicks.
See, because, I mean, right up there is Angelina Jolie. Julia Roberts is no longer up there because I've seen too many photos of her where she, you know, it's all well and good she's gone the mommy route. But she's gone the mommy route with the pictures I've seen where that now has given her free reign to completely say, forget it.
I don't know. You know, there's a lot of girls that I like who I don't think have small mouths. I just don't like the big, gigantic.
Gaping.
You know, that, well, you know, just like they said.
New and improved Joker product.
Yeah, that's too big. Larry David's wife, she has a big mouth.
Huge.
She does, and she doesn't have the big mouth like New and Improved Joker products. She's got the big mouth. She is just a big mouth. Do you know why their marriage broke up?
Well, I heard it was because of her activism on green issues.
Well, it depends how you define green issues.
Okay.
They have a place.
I mean, I'm talking about the environmental issues.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. They have a place at Martha's Vineyard.
Right.
And they have a guy who takes care of their green issues. Their hedges and stuff like that.
And the bushes?
And as it turns out, he was banging her.
Oh!
And
wow.
Larry David gets everything.
Wow.
That's what I saw. It was just one of those things that went by like on headline news on the bottom where it was like Larry David's wife in affair with a groundskeeper, Larry David suing for divorce, and of course the obligatory shot of him is him driving that Prius in Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Wow.
And it was a shot of him where he was really mad, and he was banging on the dashboard of the car.
Well, poor Larry. That's a shame that happened to him, but good that that was rumored to be one of the biggest money splits in Hollywood history.
I can't wait for the next season of Curb Your Enthusiasm, because I know this is going to reflect somehow in that show.
I would think so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's an angry guy, and he'll write it into the show. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And, oh, okay, there you go. There's a big mouth woman who I do like.
Larry David.
The lady who
Cheryl
is.
Hines.
Oh,
the
Cheryl
lady
Hines.
Who, no. Larry, not the real Larry David wife. The fake one on TV. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you've always said you like her.
She's got, I think, a big.
She does.
A big mouth. She's cute.
Right.
Yes, she is.
She's cute. She's got a big enough face to handle that big mouth.
Cheryl Hines wasn't hot enough to save RV, but she's very cute.
Oh, God, that's right. She was in RV.
She was the mother in RV.
don't forget her brother. Duncan.
Oh, he's good. Great book.
And, of course, their famous sister, Teresa. Teresa.
Oh, the gypsy.
Yes, Teresa and I.
Heinz Gadget.
Teresa.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. What's up? Hello.
Hey, how about Bernadette Peters? Is that size mouth you like?
Hey, that's a tiny little mouth. That's a little Cupid doll mouth.
That's like blow-up sex doll mouth.
Yes, absolutely.
Exactly.
Where is Bernadette Peters? I mean, in her heyday.
I saw her on TV recently.
She still looks good.
She's got great boobs.
Great boobs?
Yeah.
Great milky boobs.
I think she's like a dancer. She does the Broadway, and she's got a all-around decent package. She's a little long in the tooth.
Yeah, I just go say, except I saw her maybe like on the Regis show, and I was thinking, you know, well.
She's been at it a long time.
That's where you got the phrase, you don't F the face.
I think she would be in her 50s, wouldn't she?
I think 60s.
I think goodbye to 50s.
Really?
I think when she was like, when she was in Young Frankenstein, my God, she had to
she
be
wasn't
what?
In that. She was in The Jerk.
What was she in?
The Jerk,
I'm sorry.
She was Martinized.
She actually, it was Terry Garr that was in Young Frankenstein.
Yeah, I think she and, I'm sorry, I get them mixed up. I think she and Terry Garr are about the same age. No, I take it back. Terry Garr is older. Terry Garr is way old.
Way, way older. Terry Garr, 20 years ago, we talked about how we were shocked at how old she really was.
Yeah, and she's in failing health now.
She is. She's got
MS.
MS,
it?
I think.
Yeah, she doesn't walk anymore. But remember, she was, I think she turned the corner in the movie Mr. Mom.
Yep, absolutely.
Peters is 59 years old. She'll be 60 next year.
That's 60. What she wants you to think.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bernadette Peters.
The public.
Her mouth is 80.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'm dangerously close to saying something I never said. She looks really good for almost 60.
Hello.
Yeah, what about Bernadette Peters?
What about her? We're talking about her.
She's got a nice little mouth.
Hold on.
I mean,
wait. What are you doing?
Bye.
What are you doing? Oh my God.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi. How you guys doing?
Okay.
Good. Hey, I don't like big mouth women either, but Sarah Silverman, big mouth.
Oh,
yeah.
Winner.
Hot.
Winner. Yeah. Winner. Yeah. You're right. That's another big mouth woman who I think is hot.
Yeah, but that's definitely the Angelina Jolie factor too that you were talking about.
What, the stinky poon?
Oh, big time.
However.
Absolutely.
Harry. I would get a clothespin for my nose. You know why?
Why?
I guarantee Sarah Silverman is the best dirty talker in the world.
But, you know, you mentioned
that's what makes her so hot.
You mentioned the Billy Bob Thornton factor. Yeah. Well, you've got the Jimmy Kimmel factor there.
I could live with being after Jimmy Kimmel.
You could handle Kimmel's leavings?
I think so. I certainly have more in common with him. Mm-hmm. I mean,
he's more regular.
Probably wear the same size underpants.
and like the dirty talk. You like the dirty girl.
Oh,
you
I
know
love
the bad girl. She's the super bad girl.
I love the dirty talk.
The mean bad girl.
God, I wish they would teach that to girls. I wish they would just teach girls. Say, listen, when you get to a certain age, you've been with a man for a while. Mm-hmm. Why don't you surprise him? Say that word that you never say. Just whisper it. You're, and then say, why don't you me with your. Mm-hmm.
Do you think, though, after couples have been together for a while, that would have almost too much of a shock value?
Where'd you learn that? Yeah.
You know, you'd be a little, I think you'd be a little put off by that, going, where the hell did that come from?
Mm-hmm. No,
you know, so all of a sudden, one day, out of the blue, she's like,
well, no,
your majesty.
No, you work her into it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You start the talking.
Right.
One time when you got her going, you know, on that occasion, you just throw some dirty talk her way first.
I tried it with Carla. It didn't work, though. I think I said the wrong thing, though.
Really?
I went, double turds.
Wrong approach.
Didn't work.
It's not dirty talk, Mike.
That was like dirty talk out of Caddyshack. It didn't work at all.
I tried it with Carrie and failed. Give me an effing beer. Nothing.
Fetch.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Donna Mike.
Hello.
Hey, guys. Hey. I'm going to go opposite for a second and talk about the mouth that scares the bejesus out of me is Julia Roberts' mouth. Oh, I just, that thing gives me the creeps.
I think we've covered that ad nauseam. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes, I have the winner of the small mouth beauties.
All right.
Helen Hunt.
That's a small one, all right. Not as small as Bernadette Peters, though.
Bernadette Peters definitely has it. But Bernadette Peters is 60.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Yeah, and Helen Hunt's so young.
How old is Helen Hunt?
She got to be, what, almost 50?
I think 50.
50?
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hey, isn't that great, the double standard we have? I'm going to be 49 in a couple of months.
Yeah.
And yet we can talk about someone like Helen Hunt, say she's 50. God, an old, old lady she is.
God, that's old. That's aging.
For you and I.
44.
We're just going to the golden years of our lives.
Absolutely. We're in the prime of our lives.
It's not a double standard.
Ladies, that is the great thing about being a man.
Mm-hmm.
First off, you have a penis.
Mm-hmm.
I can't describe it to you how great it is, but it's the greatest thing to have.
Yeah, going outside is just the beginning.
And second, I mean, the world is made for a man. You know that. It's a man's world, as James Brown said.
Right.
And finally, what's really best about, well, I could make you a list about why it's so much better to be a man than to be a woman.
You know, that would be a good list. We ought to have that as a homework assignment this weekend. Jot down why, you know, one thing why it's so great to be a man.
And it's not a double standard because the woman's beauty exists but for our whimsy.
And when you are a man, you can let yourself go and, like, look at Ted Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a picture of Ted Kennedy.
All right.
The National Enquirer from last week had... Maybe I think my favorite episode they do all year is the beach bodies.
Right.
Yes.
Where they have three pages of fat celebrities on the beach and three pages of skinny celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
And then like a real up close picture of Beyonce's ass and a real up close picture of Kirstie Alley's thighs.
Right.
Anyway, even in those situations, it's like, oh, my God, look at how Queen Latifah's let herself go. And then it's like, there's Bill Shatner Well, the sly fox has got a bit of a beer belly, but still has it going on. You know what I mean?
You're right. There is the double standard.
A man can have gray hair, and it's cool. I saw this chick on Channel 9, Lane Closure's mom. What's her name?
Oh, is that Jan Fox?
Jan Fox.
Or Peggy Fox.
Jan Fox. Jan Fox on Channel 9 here in D.C. She obviously dyes her hair because she came on the TV yesterday, and she had her regular hair color. Hmm. And I saw her, and I went like...
Gray, right?
Yeah. Now, on one hand...
all white gray.
I think that that is incredibly... Seriously, I think that's sexy.
Can be.
I think it is sexy as hell if a woman just lets her hair be whatever color it is. But if you're a man, it doesn't really matter. You can be bald, and they'll say, oh, he carries himself well, looks good. If you go gray, you go, oh, it looks distinguished on him.
That's right, Buzz.
If you're a guy, you get fat, right. And it's like this picture of Ted Kennedy. They got a picture
of Ted. How fat is he?
Now.
Well, he's also like 80, isn't he? Something like that. I mean, he's near 80.
They have a picture of him walking up a set of steps by a beach, and it's not a flattering shot because it's taken from behind, and all it is just ass and stomach hanging over the side, and they estimate his weight to be at 320 pounds.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, and at the same time, in a little box right next to it, there's a picture of him wearing a suit, and God damn if he doesn't look good.
All right. You know what I mean? Yeah, where'd he go? He's getting it done.
And it's just the incredible double.
That's the double standard.
I'm sorry. That's the end of today's lecture. I rambled on about class.
No,
but today's lecture was why it is great to be a man. And that's another reason is that we let ourselves go.
We can
because we're guys.
We're guys. We're supposed to.
One thing that's an advantage for Ted Kennedy, he has a very small mouth.
No, he doesn't.
No, you don't think?
He's got a big old mouth. Come on, Rob.
Come on, Mike.
And men don't have to wear heels.
Hello, Don and Mike show, unless they want them.
That's right. We can if we really want
to.
Hi there, Don and Mike. What's happening?
Hey, Don.
Hey, and Mike. And Buzz. We're all here.
Hey, I finally found... Thank you for agreeing with... I don't find Angelina Jolie sexy at all. But sometimes the natural big lips, I think she has, the natural... can be sexy, but hers always remind me.
Why is it always a guy calling from like a refrigerated truck? You know,
that's a guy that's like sitting there and he's got little mouse heads all around his shrine. You know, he's got pictures of some celebrity up there. We never got to the celebrity that he likes.
No,
it's Friday the 13th.
I agree with Don about Angelina Jolie. I've chopped the heads off of 15 field mice.
That's why my van is refrigerated.
It keeps the meat from smelling rotten.
Hey, listen, Robbie, you got that music there, please, boy? I got a good feeling about you folks out there, you little brains out there.
Really?
You customers who we treat with respect on a daily basis on this show.
Yeah. Right, hon?
It's been a month of Sundays, Mike.
Oh, my God.
Since we opened up our phone lines for an edition of Make Us Laugh. Here's what we got today. We got $200 in cash.
That's serious money.
And tickets. And the chance to meet and greet our friend, Craig Ferguson.
Craig Ferguson.
From the Late Late Show. Craig will be at the Warner Theater tomorrow night. If you want tickets, if they're available, go to livenation.com.
Funny guy.
We got $200, and we got tickets, chance to meet our friend Craig Ferguson. All you have to do is make us laugh.
Yes, buena suerte.
Now, this is not make John laugh. He's impossible. It's not Buzz, not Rob. It's me and Mike together.
The happy people on the show. Really, I mean, we're the...
Right.
Sorry, didn't mean to laugh.
That's why it's funny when we play with us. You got to make me laugh and Mike laugh.
Yes, together, at the same time.
It could be a story, it could be a joke, and it could be a little song, a little dance, a little seltzer down your pants.
That's all you need.
Whatever. And most times it's just really train wreck radio.
But we sort of love it.
We do in a perverse way.
Yeah. I shouldn't have said sort of. We really love it.
We'll put 10 minutes on the clock. 10 minutes on the clock of funny, where the hands go backwards.
That's right.
Yeah, and they're clown hands.
They are.
Yeah, Mickey Mouse hands.
Yeah, they're Mickey Mouse hands. That's exactly what they're. And they're hamburger helper hands.
That's it. Thank you, Mike.
With the wrong amount of fingers.
Four fingers.
That's it. Four fingers. And I'll never understand that.
And the fingers have fungus.
Yeah, like Beetlejuice fungus.
877-365-3636. That's the phone number. All of the calls are unscreened. If you make us laugh, you get $200 and the chance to meet Craig Ferguson. So dial recklessly.
This is the Don and Mike Show.